Everybody to the November 23rd, 2020 meeting. Would you all rise and join me with saluting the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a roll call. Russ Dan.
Pat Moran.
Boyd Shire.
Brian Brock. And to the public here and on Zoom, welcome. First item is to approve the minutes, public minutes and the non-public minutes of November 9th, 2020.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move the minutes from November 9th, the public minutes be accepted as presented.
I have a second.
I second that.
Okay, you see the motion and second, and all those in favor?
Russ Dan.
Pat Moran.
Boyd Shire.
Brian Brock.
I make a similar motion for the non-public minutes from November 9th. Move to accept.
Second.
The 16th, you mean?
No, we're doing the non-public of the 9th.
Okay, never mind.
Second.
A second for discussion. I just have one amendment to put on this because these minutes were relatively brief.
Okay.
So it doesn't really reflect everything that was discussed, nor does it have to. But the one amendment I would like to make is that I did make a suggestion to Linda that the board depends greatly on whoever's in that position that she serves under as a selectman's assistant, and to encourage her to get as much information and educate herself the best that she can. And I had felt that, indicated in that meeting, that I felt because of COVID-19 and everything was closed down, that she would have had a greater opportunity to do that. But in retrospect, listening to some of the other staff members, it's actually been tougher and busier for them than if it was open to the public. So, again, just want to encourage her to do that. And if there are, I realize that it's not as easy to get educational support as it used to be, but we are, I believe the board is in favor of any opportunity that we can do to help her, that we would certainly encourage that. So that's the only amendment I had.
Should I withdraw my motion, or should we just amend my motion?
Just prove it to include the amendment,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and my motion is that we include Brian's amendment to the minutes.
And then we just have to do a vote, yep.
Yeah, and the second approves that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Russ.
Yeah. Pat. Boyd.
Brian. Thank you.
Excellent.
And then we have the 16th, correct?
Yep.
Public minutes of the 16th.
I move the public minutes from November 16th be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Russ.
Pat.
Boyd.
Brian. Thank you. Okay. Want to announce the, under new business, the tax rate was set and was approved, and the new tax rate is $20.04 a thousand. The old rate was $18.60 a thousand. Any questions by the board?
No. That's.
And we set the rate in sufficient time to allow the bills to go out in December.
Correct.
Excellent.
We were very fortunate that the DA got back to Donna really within 24 hours, which she was hoping for, and that helped Candy's deadlines. This item here, I'm going to switch to Boyd, the building permit fees that Boyd and Kevin and Lisa have been working on. Boyd, if you want to.
Why? Soon after Kevin was hired to replace Dave Murray, he looked at our fee schedule, and he'd been exposed to other towns, they know what other towns charge for their building permit fees, he suggested that we revisit ours. So what we did, we surveyed the five towns that surround Candia, Hooksett, Deerfield, Raymond, Epping, and Auburn. We got their building permit fees for, and then we created this little spreadsheet so we could have this little comparison from one town to the next to see where Candia comes in. And then it was, that was difficult because not all the towns have the same applications, and they, it was a little bit different. But once we straightened it all out and compared apples and apples, then I gave it to Kevin and Lisa, and we came up with a proposed schedule here. You can see the last column, the second to the last column on the right is what we're proposing. And if you just read across there, for example, a single family home fee runs between $25 in Deerfield to $240 in Raymond. Plus they charge so much a square foot. So what we're proposing is that it's a minimum of $70 in Candia plus 20 cents a square foot for every additional square foot on top of that. So if you go down the list here, we're getting a little bit more for a driveway permit. Dennis used to get $25. It's 50 now. We're proposing 50. So we're trying to, we're trying to align our fees with what the surrounding towns charge. One thing you have to bear in mind is we don't know when the last time Hooksett, Deerfield, Raymond, and Epping and Auburn, Epping's not a neighbor, anyhow, how'd that get in there? We don't know when's the last time they adjusted their fees. It could have been 5 years ago. So we feel that this is a pretty fair place to start for us right here.
From what I gathered listening to Kevin and Dave before, a lot of times these are more than one visit. You can't always accomplish what you expected to accomplish on that first visit.
Kevin, how many times would you visit a house for a single family home?
On a new construction, there's the septic bed, there'll be the foundation, the footings, foundation, and the foundation wall and drain, the frame, the electrical, the plumbing, the insulation, and then on the finish, you know, you get the finish plumbing, finish electrical, finish, you know, this. So, but a lot of times it's not just new construction; it's just an addition.
Correct.
You still, there's several visits. Sure.
But there's a lot of times you may go to do the inspection too, and they're not either ready or there's deficiencies, and then you got to go back to do that same inspection to make sure it's completed.
Correct.
And we're not charging a second time for that.
No, and you kind of give people that little bit of a leeway to,
right,
to fix what they did. They might, but if it's a consistent where they keep going back, then we have the opportunity in this permit fee schedule to be able to charge them.
Okay.
Because
we didn't before though.
Yeah, we had the opportunity before, but it was only $20,
$25. That was my
point. It wasn't really enough to make it.
It was small money to offset your
time. Now it'll make it, make it worthwhile to say, you do it right the first time, or you're looking at it, or fix it. We give that. We're not looking to be ball breakers, but if somebody's consistently offending, then and the ability to say, look, it's going to cost you for a reinspection fee, you haven't done or complied. So I think it's fair. I think these numbers are going to give us a little bit of leeway into the future, and very comparable to what, if you look at the fee schedules, I know Deerfield is on here, that's their base fee for a single home, but if they also use a percentage multiplier, so it's the minimum. So ours, my proposal of the $70 is the minimum fee, is if we take the multiplier of 0.30 when we calculate the square footage, and say it comes out to $60 or $55, right, I think we should just charge a minimum 70. It's not worth it just to keep that consistent. And then most of the construction, we're charging 16 cents a square foot, and all of our neighbors are charging 25 cents a square foot, 30 cents a square foot. So we're way below for square footage charge for residential, and the same as commercial. So I think it's, we've done some, we've juggled this around. We don't really want to overcharge anyone. We want to be just in the market where it's reasonable and help the taxpayers offset the what they have to, put into the building and planning for us to do our job,
So we're also in the process of revising the text on the mechanical fees, on the mechanical permit applications. But once we get this board's approval to plug the number in, then Lisa will go back and work out the text to make it easy for people to fill out the form.
Right, so on the mechanical, what I did is I consolidated the oil burner, the gas burner, the gas piping. So right now we're charging, $60 for an oil and, I mean, for a gas burner, but only $25 for an oil burner. That doesn't make sense. The guy that's paying the gas burner is paying more than, so I think I consolidated it on one permit as a base fee, and then if you added, if you get into a larger system, it might, add a little bit more. So it just brings it even across the board. Everybody's paying the same and it streamlines our permit system, so we don't have five permits for one job, five separate permits.
Right.
We get one permit, it's all there,
right.
All the information's there. It's, and it's, I think it's gonna help us do our job more proficiently, too, as well. So
I thank Kevin and Lisa for having the initiative to at least think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Streamline this thing and make it easier for the public to fill out the permit form.
Yeah.
And think of the town and its financial impact. So.
Good. So do you have a motion or something?
I move that the Canyon Building Department proposed fee schedule on this schedule right here, it's not dated, that we're reviewing tonight, be accepted as proposed by the department.
Question? Well,
second,
I'll second it. I think in the motion it should be stated when it will be implemented.
Okay, effective on December 1st, 2020.
I'll second that.
That gives us about a week to make that announcement.
Okay.
I do have one question.
Sure.
Currently, it's a minimum of $30 for the single home fee.
Right.
So it's a $70 flat fee, no matter what the square footage is.
Well,
is it $70 for a minimum square footage?
That's right.
And then there's more on top of that.
That's correct.
That's not very clear right there.
So. Well, it's 20 cents a square foot, minimum of $70.
$0.30 a square foot. But if it comes out, when you calculate the square footage, it comes out to $65 or $60 or $55 or $30.
Yeah, residential is the $30.
It should be a minimum because that's what the other towns are charging for.
Yep.
If you look at the, even though Deerfield says $25 and Epping, if you look at their fee schedule, they're actually, it's more than that because they're calculating, their square footage probably a higher rate. So it's, we kind of brings this in line more as a minimum.
So yeah, I get the minimum. It just wasn't added to the proposed line.
Should be $70 on the proposed in red.
It says $70, but it doesn't say minimum.
It should
prior
state
to that,
minimum.
As it does.
I see.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Minimum. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. May I add that?
Yeah.
What you're saying. Yeah.
Because it says minimum over here in the purple, so we have to carry it over to the the red line, and that's a good point to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
All right, so we'll amend it to add the word minimum right there.
And a date, December.
Yeah. And this is going to be effective December 1st.
Got it.
You want to redo your motion?
Yeah, I move that we adopt this fee schedule as amended, requiring the word minimum be placed before the $70 fee for a single family home, and we note that this is effective 12/1/2020.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Russ?
Pat?
Boyd?
Brian? Good. Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, yes.
That's you and Lisa both.
Thank you, guys. This is going to help the town and help us.
New business, the warrant articles. Do we have to vote on these tonight, Boyd?
Yep.
Refresh my memory.
Yep, because the budget committee's got to get these things. Actually, the budget committee's already gotten them. So
right.
But we need to vote these.
Because they're going to be checking this out for another, another two times at least?
That's correct.
They're going to be reviewing our budget?
Yep.
So the only ones we've got, and are we lacking any, Linder, from departments that you're aware of?
She didn't go over them with me, but...
We were still a little bit unclear on the cutoff date for our warrant articles, correct? Was it last week or something?
The 19th, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was just...
November 19th?
November 19th,
right,
is what she had mentioned,
that was
right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we had that meeting.
Right. We don't have... There aren't any others that you have or Dennis that we have right in the roads, I mean, we got ours in.
You got my three, right?
Right.
Yep.
And.
The only one I can.
PD doesn't have any, Patrick, because that's not a warrant article for the cruiser, that's just gonna be a incumbent.
And we got the fire department's capital reserve.
And we did get the fire department, that one we were waiting for.
Yep, and the library, Smith Library, we got that one. The only one I'm aware that we haven't received, that I've never supported, is the one for the mosquitoes. That's $17,000 to spray mosquitoes.
And is that put in from the building department?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure who puts it in.
Well, Dave had.
Dave used to, right?
Dave used to.
Right, so I, health, is that under the health too, and?
Right.
Yeah, so I, does this board wanna submit a warrant article to spray the mosquitoes, I guess is the question.
I don't have enough information to support doing that.
I don't either, we've been squirting them every year for $17,000, and I can't see what you're accomplishing by doing that, and you can't.
Especially when you have a dry summer like we had this year.
That's what somebody pointed out.
That worked better than the spraying.
Right.
The question I have, it has always passed, do the town people, majority of the townspeople looking for it, should they then have put together a warrant article at that point themselves?
They could.
I'm just trying to say how.
They have until the middle of January to submit a petition warrant.
January 12th, I believe.
Wasn't the bulk of that warrant article for the testing and the small part is for the spraying?
Correct, it was testing and spraying.
I was just.
But the only time they activated the testing, from what I remember, is if they had a case.
The only time they activated the spraying.
And that initiated the testing and then initiated the spraying.
Because I remember seeing them all the time around doing the testing.
Right.
Spring and early summer, but I think the only time they do the spraying is if something comes back positive.
Correct, correct.
Oh, I just wanted to throw that out.
So, I mean, did they spray this year? Or did they just do testing? Because, I mean, like you say, it was dry.
Can't imagine, there's no water.
Right.
What's that?
There was no water.
Right, I mean, we didn't have the issue.
True.
Mosquitoes couldn't survive corona, so.
No, they left. They left, they went to wetter pastures.
Now, I, you know, if some people wanna get a warrant article, and that's how it all started many years ago with the warrant article.
Well, I was.
Citizen petition.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, looking at it in that respect, because it always passed when it was a warrant article, so that we end up letting people know we are not putting a warrant article in.
Right.
And it'd be up to people to put a, what, 10 signatures in it or something?
25.
25 signatures.
All right, so we wanna move ahead then and.
I think Dennis.
One quick thing, Dave Murray say that we had to put $600 in the budget to keep a license open in case we ever needed it?
For the application.
For the application, so is that something that's in your budget?
It's in the health.
Because I think that was a budget item, it wasn't part of the warrant.
The $600 is in the health department.
It's in there?
Right.
So if you ever did have an issue, you could still do it, right?
That's correct.
Because without that $600, you wouldn't be able to.
That's, I agree.
Right, because that maintains the license?
Right.
Right.
That's the application fee with the.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we'll just, they wanna, you know, get a citizen petition.
So, you wanna move ahead with the ones that we have in front of us?
Sure.
Okay.
A motion on the first one?
Yep.
I move we approve the first warrant article here, appropriating $136,990 for the operating expenses of the Smith Public Library. And the text of that warrant article has already been drafted.
Year by year, yeah.
Any?
Second.
You have a second? Russ, any further discussion with it? Seeing none, vote?
Russ?
Pat?
Boyd?
Brian, that's all in favor, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Second one, I vote we approve the warrant article requested by the Home and Health Hospice Care in the amount of $1,000.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Russ?
Pat?
Boyd?
Brian?
The third one, I vote we approve the warrant article submitted by the fire department for $50,000 to deposit in the fire apparatus capital reserve fund.
Second that.
Any discussion? No? Vote?
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor.
Next one, I vote we approve the fire department's request for $50,000 to be deposited in the fire station infrastructure and grounds capital reserve fund.
Second.
Russ.
Any discussion? Okay, vote.
Favor, Russ.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor.
Here's the easiest one to recommend approval. The next one would be the $1,107, requested by the Rockingham County Nutrition and Meals on Wheels program. I move we approve that warrant article.
Second that.
Question, this was submitted by them.
That's correct.
I mean, that, these are the ones that they were submitted.
Annually we get them, yeah.
Right. I'll, Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Yeah, Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor.
The next one, I move we approve the $1,854 request from Rockingham County Nutrition and Meals on Wheels. I guess it's, looks like there's a little overlap here.
This is for transportation.
Oh, okay, yep, for transportation.
Second that.
And seeing no discussion, vote.
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Yeah, Boyd in favor.
And Brian in favor.
And the next one is easy, if I may, to approve Red Cross's $3,250 request for their, our continued support.
Second that.
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor.
The last one, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more difficult for me. So let me, this is the $18,600, for the 10-year update of the natural resources inventory. Okay. We did our update of the natural resources inventory, in 2011. It's incorporated, into our master plan. Since, from the time Canada was established in 1763 and the last ice age, our natural resources have been pretty much constant, okay? What the natural resources inventory tells us is how many acres comprise Canada, 30.6 square miles, that can't change from year to year. It tells us the 5 watersheds that are in the town of Canada, that can't change from year to year. It tells us the little, the water bodies we have, Tower Hill Pond's 157 acres, we know that. That hasn't changed. We go down to the water courses, there's about a half dozen, maybe 7 brooks that flow through town. That hasn't changed. Water's still gonna run downhill in every one of those directions. It tells how many acres we have of very poorly drained soils. So my point is, this thing right here is good for life. Well, I don't know how we could go through and have to spend $1,860 to conclude that Canada is still 19,000. I'm sorry, $18,600 to have somebody tell us that Canada is still 19,557 acres, okay? I don't know how, why we could spend money on this. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out is that this thing is in the master plan, and it was incorporated in the 2017 master plan on page 38, and that master plan takes us to 2027. So why in 2021 would we want to do a natural resources inventory that we're not going to use again, conceivably, for another 6 years?
Correct.
So I don't, I
Why would we update it 5 years into it, 4 right. years into it, or whatever?
Right. I mean, if you really have to do it when you have to do it, not 6 years early. So this thing right here, this natural resources snapshot that we paid for in 2011, this is working just fine. I can't see spending another $18,600 to update a document right here. Particularly when you have Google Earth, you could fly around Canada and look and see if anything's changed. I could do that tomorrow morning.
You can punch the address right in and it brings you right, you can zoom right down into somebody's backyard.
Somebody moved home out. So.
Yeah, how'd they do that?
So I.
Is that a motion almost?
Yeah, well, it's a long way of saying, I move we reject this warrant article and not, well, not recommend it.
Okay.
I move we withhold our recommendation.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it for question.
All right, discussion.
Who submitted this?
Conservation Commission.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody?
All right, direction with conservation.
Is there anybody here would like to speak to it?
No, but the only thing I would add to it is I think there's some redundancy because StanTech is doing some mapping for the planning board.
And it's a far cry from $18,000.
I think that would probably pick up about everything that could have possibly changed on the first NRI.
Right.
And to me, no.
I mean, I don't want to disappoint the Conservation Commission.
I don't think it will, because I think after they, that was kind of a last minute thing. They realized every 10 years it was supposed to be done. And at the last minute, they put that warrant article together. The next day, Rudy came up with the information on the StanTech side to the Conservation Commission. So I think the commission didn't realize the work that was being done by StanTech for the planning board that would kind of overlap.
And that's partly because we haven't even been billed for it yet. So that money hasn't been spent.
Okay.
So that's why it's kind of like, it's out there, but it's not out there. You know?
Yeah.
So
basically, if we reject this, somebody else can do the petition with the 25.
Correct.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay.
This won't even go on the warrant.
And my thoughts on it is whatever StanTech does, see what that information is, and maybe next year it needs a $1,000 update.
Yeah.
Just to fine tune.
$1,500. Right. There'll be more information available to see where it's at.
Yeah.
So we are voting to not recommend this article.
Correct.
It boils down to.
That is the motion.
Well, which means it just kills it right here.
It's been seconded.
You seconded.
No, Pat.
You did.
You did. You did. You seconded it for question.
Okay, all right, okay.
So you all good?
Yes, I'm good. I agree that we should not recommend it.
Okay, that's the vote. So you say no. Or you say yes.
Yes,
that's what it
is.
I'm in favor of not recommending
it. I'm in favor of not recommending it.
In favor of not recommending, Brian. So it's unanimous.
Unanimous, excellent.
Vote of four.
So that's it for the warrant article.
Because all our others have been approved. Ours have been approved. We're okay. Yeah. These are the ones that hadn't been approved yet.
And there's still more that can come in.
Okay, well, that was easy.
Okay. Credit card.
Oh, you're submitting yours for use, right?
My for what?
Your credit card? Your personal credit card. Okay.
Linda, do you want to brief us on that, or?
Yeah, basically, it was approved by the auditors, and they said they see no problem with it. And the next step would be, once we get this approved by you selectmen tonight, then I notify that company, and then there would be an application we'd complete.
Right.
And that's how we.
In our folders, guys, there is a purchasing policy that is in place.
Yeah, all right.
Anybody have that?
Yeah, right here.
So basically, I guess what I'm recommending that we continue to follow that policy.
Okay.
And it was also, the question was brought up, well, the board has to recognize who's got the authority to use that. And I think in our discussion earlier, it was the PD needed to have access to it, the fire department, and the office.
Okay.
Other than that, I think everybody else that may need access to it can get that through the office
sure.
here.
Yeah, like if the solid waste at the recycling center.
Correct.
And that
you can
card.
Still do that through the office. Yeah.
Right.
But the fire department and police department aren't necessarily,
so
it's not as handy for them.
So we're going to get three separate accounts?
No,
it's one account.
One card. But they're going to issue three cards with
correct.
The same number, and we're going to have a specific person on each one. And that's it. Nobody
just
else.
Like your debit card with your wife and you know, it would be the same account,
okay.
But
we're going to say purchased by Candia PD or Candia.
Correct.
PD or
correct.
And then they would have to tell us. Let's say I need to order gloves for waste. Then we would just have to have a note. Make sure that you give us the receipt for it. You know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Yeah. and they sign off on the receipt and tell which line to charge.
Yeah, because Donna did express the concern that, you know, to make sure that everything gets paid in a timely fashion so we get hit with interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to follow through that process.
And we're going to keep a close eye on it.
Okay.
Now, question. You're talking like winter wear that recycling center people get. They go down to, I'll say Carhartt or whatever it is. But they bill us and we pay. So that would stay the same. It wouldn't have to
that could still operate the
yeah,
same.
We could still
right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is in sort of cases where we don't have that ability to be billed.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, where they, like, you might be ordering something over the internet or whatever.
Right.
They can use the credit card.
There are some items we can order through, like, say, Amazon or whatever.
Right.
We might get it at half the price compared to having to order it through Staples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're limited to where we can buy items. Right now, so.
No,
right.
That's
okay.
And there's no fee on that?
Nope. He
no.
clearly
no.
wrote
unless
it on
we're,
here.
That, unless that we're late.
Yeah.
There's a line on there, and it does say no added fees.
Right, right.
So.
Who's that? Who did we finally get that through?
It is through,
I can't
see.
Remember from the last meeting, but.
Juno Payments.
Okay. And that's run by Guido?
Actually, it's Gringus.
Oh, do I have a motion?
Yeah. I move we authorize the acquisition of a credit card with this firm that Linda's talking about here, provided it conforms to the town purchasing policy, that's used in accordance with the purchasing policy of the town?
Correct. With three cards. That's what
with three separate cards.
Three
correct?
Separate cards.
Three separate cards.
That's all. That should
yeah.
be.
Okay.
Control.
Yeah. Fire department, police department, and the town.
The office. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second.
I'll second that motion.
Any further discussion?
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor. Good. All right. Donna also put in our packet here the health insurance.
Yeah, this is a tough one here.
Well, it's tough, but again, I mean, naturally, we know they always go up a little bit. And again, her recommendation was that we don't change who we're presently using. And she did, I think she did in our new printout factor in the increase.
Yep, that 13.78
right.
increase. So what do we need? A motion to
just continue with the same carrier, yeah.
Which one of the Harvard Pilgrim? That's the, you know, I mean, it's listed here.
Yeah, the one right in the middle, I believe.
Yeah, it's LP 3800. I think that's what the account, the policy is. LP 3000.
Well, that's.
You want a motion?
I'm just saying
yeah.
the first one and the second one are LP 3000. That's I'm trying to distinguish.
Yeah, I'm trying to read
at that point, and I'm not. I'm just trying to.
Well, the middle one offers some different things that the one on the left doesn't.
Correct.
Want.
That's where you see all the little check marks at
right.
the bottom.
I think that's where she's.
First two non-routine visits per member covered in full.
Donna was going to
PCP.
Be on.
You know what we could do? We could just say it's the renewal option.
Yeah.
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 Renewal option.
Yeah.
It's definitely the better way to go.
Yeah. I move we renew our annual policy with Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, the one that's in effect right now.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Seeing none?
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor. Good. Thank you.
Town's got better insurance than I do.
You know, in addition to it, you know, insurance is so hard, but then it's like a small print.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's getting tougher
insurance.
And tougher to read,
well,
too.
That's how they get you.
No, I know. Well, no, we have a good lady in the office that has scrutinized it, so I'm
all right, the deliberate session, complying with the COVID-19 restriction. I'm not quite familiar with how that's going to work. I suggested talking earlier with Boyd that, you know, I'm sure Clark Thing has got a handle on that. I don't know if the board would like to try to see if he would come in, maybe at the next meeting.
I can reach out to him.
You can?
Yeah.
And just see if it's worth coming in to let us know if there's something that we have to prepare for him.
Right.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta comply with the governor's COVID restrictions. We gotta get that thing over to the school.
Yeah.
So, or
unless they have some.
Well, I can work with the IT guy over there as well.
So. Okay. Because they do have a screen on the wall, correct? Or no?
They do. It's so if you're coming in the doors,
it's sideways,
left hand side.
Right. That's what
so.
I thought. The one we used when we did the planning board presentation for the center.
I didn't
correct.
That, so I wouldn't know, but I would imagine it.
Yeah,
the same
I think that's what it was.
Because they've got a big projector and everything.
Correct.
There, so.
And whether we have enough room. In a school, if everybody's
right.
Got 6 feet up, be 6 feet apart. So.
Are we gonna have a Zoom?
Pardon?
Are we gonna have a Zoom on that?
Yes,
we have to.
We'll make sure we do.
And we gotta get the owl over there too,
yep.
Right?
Right.
That comes off easy.
That's no problem.
So I guess it all boils down. If we had roughly around 90 people last time, I guess it's got to be figured out square footage if
yeah.
That works.
Or are we gonna have to go over to the
correct? And that's what we need to know ahead of time so we can set
so
it up.
So we'll have to measure it and figure out what we can have max number
correct.
Of people.
But
so 6 square feet per person, right?
And if there's a Zoom option, I would imagine people are more likely to, some may be more likely to take that anyways. So.
36 square feet per person, 6 feet apart.
Correct, square feet.
Okay.
6 by 6 by 6 by 6, yeah.
So 36 square feet,
we get about 12 people in there.
Jesus.
About 12 people.
Or 24 couples.
Right.
Because they can sit
yeah.
Next to
yeah.
Huh? It doubled your capacity.
Absolutely.
But we've had other classrooms that we've used in the past, but do they have...
Right.
Well, they
I mean, I,
yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
I think we've talked with Clark. The,
right.
He might not be ready this next, you know, December one, but... When it's at his time frame that he would like, if he would like to talk to us, maybe not
right.
Put an exact
that's
date.
That's why I wanted to ask you guys, but I was going to have Linda reach out to him and see if he can.
How does the school feel about opening to the public? Do we know anything about that?
Well, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well, I already
question.
Rented the
I mean,
room for that.
Huh?
I put in a request.
Have
to
you got
rent
back from it, though?
Yeah, I filled out the application.
And
so
they
we
get
can
back
have
to?
The school that day, yeah.
They got back to you and said that was approved?
Yeah.
They did.
Yes.
Oh,
did you think about the virus?
As a parent, you're not even allowed in the building, pretty much.
Really?
So.
Yeah, so you think they're going to open it up to everybody in town?
All right, so do we want to reach out to Clark and have him come to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Get a plan here.
Give us a heads up on something we may have to do.
Can we get, do we need to have a representative from the school or anything as well?
Well, we should.
To work.
Get the chairman of the school board here, Matt Woodruff.
Matt, okay.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
So you got that, Linda? Get a hold of Clark and see if he and Matt Woodrow both can be here for the December 14th.
Because, you know, that's the lure of sessions in January.
It doesn't
that's
give
true.
Us a lot of time,
really
but it gives us a month.
I was thinking it was later than January.
Okay.
And then if we need to do it at the CYAA, you're thinking if not, then
correct.
We have to rent that place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on a Saturday
but
morning, that's going to be difficult.
Chairs and everything else.
So that's going to be a difficult situation on a Saturday morning.
It is.
We might have to do something in the evening.
Why is that? Why would it be more difficult?
Because they have stuff
they're,
going on over
their
there.
Sports are booked on the
weekends.
Oh, yeah, at CYA.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So.
All right, well, we can start with this and go from there.
Yeah.
If that's acceptable.
Yeah.
And you also have in your packet from Mike Courtney on... meetings, public meetings during the COVID-19 pandemic. So the other question I had on this was, does the board accept this? I guess we could officially accept this. This is what we asked him, I don't know,
right.
A few weeks back, or a couple meetings ago, to draft something for us, and then we would approve it once we received it.
The only thing I would change is the fifth line from the bottom. Each board and committee is strongly encouraged to use Zoom meeting functions and teleconference technology at the town offices. I think we ought to change that to required. Strongly encouraged.
Well, I think he's recommended they can use this, but that doesn't mean they have to be here. As long as they got a Zoom capability somewhere.
But didn't Sue point out that it should be in a, all these meetings should be in this building right here instead of somebody's barn?
If they can Zoom up there, that's fine. That's still their choice.
Okay.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
You can hold a public meeting that doesn't have public access other than online or a teleconference?
It has to be both. It has to be either they can allow, if you want to go in person, or the Zoom. But you have to have...
This makes my head hurt. It really does. I mean, everything is here.
I know. I agree.
This is where it should be utilized.
I would say required. Not strongly encouraged.
This is where it should be utilized. Absolutely.
All right. Not strongly encouraged.
But, you know, you said a barn. That person's opened up his liability if something happens at that point. So, I mean, I think encouraging this is here.
People are reluctant to go to somebody else's house to conduct public business.
All right. Yes. So each board and committee
is required to use Zoom meeting functions and teleconference facilities at the town offices.
Is required.
Can you repeat that? Where are you at? What line?
It's the last paragraph.
Fifth from the bottom.
Okay.
From the bottom.
See where it says committee is strongly encouraged?
Required.
Then we'll just change it to each board and committee is required to use the Zoom meeting function and teleconference technology at the town office to ensure that the following RSA 91.
Now, the only thing is, when you go and read up here, see order number 12, while order number 12 does relax, and if you keep reading it at the end, it says such as a Zoom meeting. So,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but that doesn't contradict what we're saying. We're just saying... That's saying that the Zoom is okay. We're just saying it needs to happen here because the setup is here. Right. The town spent the money to have this set up here.
Right. And it also tells them they have to reserve the room. That was one statement that Sue wanted in there. So that's in there. That's the last sentence.
So with that amendment, does the board want to take a vote and recommend that we send this out to all committee and boards?
Yes.
I'm in favor.
It needs to be acknowledged as well.
Okay, so we need to have a receipt.
I thought we talked about having that receipt.
You're right.
We need some sort of acknowledgement because we can send something out. It doesn't mean
correct.
It's going to do us
that's right.
I didn't want to word that.
Well, you could say you could retype this instead of having double spacing, single spacing, and you could have a saying, please acknowledge receipt.
Here, it's
this.
Back page.
Right.
Sorry.
Is it?
Okay.
Oh.
Each board is asked to acknowledge in writing.
Perfect.
There it is.
Perfect.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, good job, Liz. It's reading the whole book.
We should have had the point where it said, turn the page.
I could
see page two.
Yeah.
Some backwards letters.
Yeah. So I counted 9 committees and boards.
Okay.
Would that include Smith Memorial Building?
Of course.
Okay. How about Heritage Committee?
Yeah. They're taking minutes and they're public, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's a function of the town.
Okay, just checking with you.
Yeah.
A question on this. If this was moved up on this page, the back would be on the front.
Right, well, that's a board, I think, suggesting that.
Yeah.
I mean, the spacing that we got in here is huge.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, just move the whole thing and get it all in one shot.
On one page.
You know, the spacing is totally different.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you just took the heading and moved it up, you'd get it.
Yep, make it all on one.
Yeah.
Right.
So
just like our minutes are and all, you know, anything we get.
Yeah.
So
that'll be easy. It's on a Word document.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah. All right. So
I so move that we have this sent to all the
boards and committees.
Boards and committees in town.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor. Good. All right, any other matters to come before the board?
Budget.
Yeah, if I may.
Yeah.
All right, the town's budget was approved by the budget committee on November 19th, but not by much. So here's, Pat, let me explain how this works, okay? The budget committee is comprised of 9 members, 7 of whom are elected, two of whom are appointed. The town has a representative and the school district has a representative, okay? We were not represented. Sue couldn't make that meeting and neither could you. So I understand this. So Brian and I were in the audience, and because we were not delegated to represent the town at this board, we had to sit back there. The first vote that came up for the town budget failed. It was a tie, 4-4. Mercifully, one of the budget committee members changed her mind and went to a yes. So the town budget passed by a 3-5.
Well, actually, I think two changed their vote, I think.
Oh, they did?
I think the school did, too. And the whole crux of it was they were a little bit hung up on the town administrator.
Okay. But for about, 30 or 45 seconds, Pat, we were without a budget.
We were tied.
Okay. So I guess my point is, if you can't make the meetings, I understand sometimes you can't, delegate somebody to attend on your behalf.
I didn't realize. I apologize for that. Because I knew in advance, and I put it out there in advance.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Yeah.
I didn't realize that you needed to delegate somebody, and I apologize for that.
That's fine. That's great.
Well, normally it wouldn't have been a problem. Where it was even number like that, it just happened. It came in as a tie.
But you were there to explain the reason why.
We did, and thanks. I think Boyd's explanation, I think, is what finally convinced the other two to shift their vote.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it worked.
Well, they were just hung up. They really weren't crazy about a generic job description for a town administrator. And Boyd explained that, we got New Hampshire Municipal, and it was a real job. It wasn't just some generic thing online.
Yeah.
And so they changed their vote. But, again, they did say they're going to be looking at the budget at least two more times. So.
Right. But it's their budget now.
Yeah.
Okay. It was approved with all the amendments that we recommended. We came within $3,000 of our target.
Right.
We had to knock $149,000 off the budget, and we got $146,000 off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now the next step now with that budget is to notify all the department heads that have to go out and contract for the SERP to spend the to encumber funds.
Right. Which is yours. You got to do yours.
Right.
Well. We're trying to turn around to see if we can get them both delivered at one time.
Okay.
This year yet.
Okay.
I mean, but you talk about the, nobody returns phone calls.
Yeah, I
they're
know.
At home. They're,
well, even if you can't get them delivered, but if you can get the commitment out of them.
Well, get the commitment, but okay. I'd like to turn around and have it, hey, we could save on a delivery charge of maybe $1,000. That's immaterial, but. It is important. But,
and Pat, the police department, we've got to come enough money for a whole cruiser.
Mike's aware of that? Mike's on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already gotten the full quote and everything last week. So
and parts
the
and
other one,
16.5.
We needed to notify Sue to see if she wants to encumber what we cut out of the Parks and Rec, correct?
Yep, and also the cemetery guys.
And the cemetery has to get their numbers in.
And when we get towards the end of December, if we see if we have enough money left, we're going to do it.
Right. And those are the only ones I think that were outstanding, correct?
That's correct.
The others were just outright cuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You must have been at the edge of your seat all night at that meeting.
Was that?
You must have been at
it,
the edge
it actually
of your
was seat. Better than I thought it was going to be, but I was surprised at the vote. I really was.
Well, I was too.
I mean, they come in 4-4, was like...
Yeah. I think, well, what are we going to do next?
We just knocked $150,000 out of it. What do you mean, no?
I think we worked hard to do it, and there's certain things that just the town is growing, and this is something that all the members were in favor of,
right.
And, to run smoothly.
Right. Unfortunately, I was hoping that we were going to have a little bit more on the PD stuff so we could have had something in the work on, but it's not worth trying to put something in that's
this year.
We don't have enough information and we don't have anything concrete, so it would be, I know we get defeated.
Right. That monitor that's been ordered and then it'll be coming in for fire. That we talked about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was had to be done.
Oh, that life, that thing that, yeah, the dean was talking about?
The 10,000 that we gave.
Yeah, right. So, no, that's what I'm saying is that's a critical item at this point. That's in this year's budget and came up, that's all.
Yeah.
You want to do the authorization payroll?
Okay, payroll for the week ending November 19th was $19,102.90. Excuse me, November 25th, $18,003.61. Payables for November 19th, $41,297.43. 11/25 was $31,669.69. For a combined total for the 2 week period of $110,065.63. I move we authorize the disbursements as read.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian in favor. Okay. The other thing, town office will be closed for Thanksgiving and the following day, November 26th and 27th, 2020. And the next selectmen's meeting is Monday, December 14th, 2020 at 7 o'clock. Public input. Dick or Al, you got anything for us?
I don't think I want to say anything tonight.
Okay. Al?
Is he muted?
I don't know, is he muted?
He can come on.
You can?
Yeah. Are you there, Al?
No comment.
All right, thank you, Al.
Al, thanks.
Dennis, you got anything, all right?
No.
Okay. I did not plan to have a non-public, but we did have a request from Kevin to have a non-public. I'm not sure what it's under, but we'll have to adjourn the public meeting and then have a motion to.
Okay, I move we adjourn the public meeting.
We can't adjourn, is that it?
Hang on, what's the term?
Suspend?
Suspend the public meeting.
Suspend, that's right.
Okay, that's right, yeah, we suspend the, and enter a non-public.
I'll gather up the public and leave.
Yeah, okay.
Second, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Russ in favor.
Boyd.
Boyd, Brian in favor.
So we ought to be sure.
Good night.
Have a good night.